A statement from the Holy See Press Office has come out against a ruling by the European Court of Human Rights that said the display of crucifixes in Italian public schools violates religious and educational freedoms. The statement came as the court in Strasbourg ordered Italy to pay a 5,000 euro fine to a mother who wanted crucifixes removed from her children's classrooms. The Italian government said it would appeal the ruling. Lydia O'Kane takes a closer look.
La sentenza della Corte Europea è stata accolta in Vaticano con stupore e con rammarico.
Responding to the ruling, the head of the Holy See Press Office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, said the cross has always been a sign of the love of God, as well as a union and a welcome to the whole of humanity. It is regrettable, said Father Lombardi, that it is being considered a sign of division, exclusion, or limitation of liberty. It is not this. The crucifix, he said, is a fundamental sign of the importance of religious values in Italian history and culture, and he added that religion has a precious contribution to give in the formation and the moral growth of people and is an essential component in our society. Father Lombardi went on to say that it was surprising that the European Court had intervened in something so deeply embedded in Italy's historical, cultural, and spiritual identity. He concluded by saying that it seems that there is a need to forget the role of Christianity in the formation of Europe's identity that in reality has and always will remain essential.
Sostenuto fin dalle sue origini.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.